In Madagascar, the military seized power on Tuesday after weeks of Gen Z-led protests, protests over corruption and chronic power and water shortages. The takeover comes just days after the president fled the island nation, saying he feared for his life, as NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu reports.
An explosion of anger has stunned Madagascar. Frustration at chronic power cuts and water shortages has led to the largest protests in over 15 years. Now the protests have upended the government.
Je vais lire une déclaration qui dit que on va prendre le pouvoir à partir d'aujourd'hui et on dissout.
The leader of an elite military unit, Colonel Michael Radrianarena, announced on Tuesday they had taken over. Speaking in Malagasy, he said all institutions had been dissolved, except for the National Assembly, that an interim committee of security officials would govern, and that a civilian government would soon be established. The takeover is the latest of several dominoes to fall in the last few days. Just hours before, lawmakers had voted to impeach President Andry Rajoelina, which they confirmed in a video statement on social media. The president had tried in vain to disband the National Assembly and avoid his removal. But Rajoelina's authority, battered by weeks of mounting anger, was already diminished. On Monday, a video statement he intended to be aired by the national broadcaster was blocked by the army, according to local media, so it was shared on his social media channels instead. The president said he had fled the country out of fear for his life, accusing the military of an attempted coup and vowing to stay on as leader. But he's been deposed in the same way he first rose to power, through a military takeover following mass protests in 2009 that ousted his predecessor. This time, it's a younger generation, those under 28, Gen Z, who've driven the unrest, saying years of hardship have pushed them to a breaking point. The protest movement has been nicknamed the Lio de l'Estage, meaning fed up with electricity cuts in French and Malagasy. The Gen Z-led movement organized on platforms like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Discord, a messaging app popular with gamers. While many are wary of what will happen, the news of the president's departure has been met with elation. Crowds erupted in celebration when an elite army unit joined them on the streets. A moment in recent days that proved an ominous sign that the president's position was in peril. Up to this point, President Rajoelina had done all he could to cling on to power. He made concessions, disbanded his government, and promised reforms. But for many of the young protesters, it was not enough. Emmanuel Akinwotu, NPR News, Lagos.